So Amalanu Abba, Miru Vahitzi as a Kalim, the Movi, go take out your Kalim into the Movi, Achla Yaitzi Vyasra Lechem, before the Tzduki is like Chayzer and changes his mind and wants to take back his Bittel. So according to this Pshat is that when the Tzduki was Mavatl his Rishus, if we didn't do anything, didn't start using the Movi, he has the right to be Chayzer. Tzduki the next minute can say, I have Chazara, I don't want to give up my rights in the Chatz, I want to use the Chatz still. And then it'll be Yasser for us to carry out from our house into the Chatzar. So the Eitzer was fast, we should go and use the Chatzar. Mashma, once we use the Chatzar, the Yidin go out and carry from the house into the Chatzar, then the person can't be Chayzer anymore. Now the Tzduki can't be Chayzer from his Batola, it'd be Mutter. That's Pshat and Reb Meir, that's the first sheet to hear. We have Yehudu, and Yehudu say a little different. If you don't have a blush and acher, mi haru v'yotzo s'vachechem. The father said, first do whatever you have to do b'movi. Ach la yotzo v'yasro lechem. Before the tzduki comes back and offers on you. Because if Yehuda holds, even though we went and used the chotzer, we took our kelim out of our house into the movi, after the tzduki was mavatla to us, still the tzduki could be chayzer on his batolim. Whenever the tzduki changes his mind and says, I want to use his chotzer again, he could be chayzer. So male, the Yetzer is, first do whatever you have to do before the Tzduki changes his mind. So that's the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah. When the Tzduki was Mavatl his Rishus, and then we went and used the Chotzer, can the Tzduki be Chayzer or not? Reb Meir says, no, he can't. And Reb Yehuda holds, yes, he could be Chayzer. No, well, that's the Tanakam. It's a Shiloh, what was the Meister was. That Reb Meir is saying that's the way he learned this Maisa, and if Yehuda is saying that's the way he learned this Maisa. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see if in the Gemara. So the Gemara now. Tzduki Eshtan spread the Gemara at Tzduki. Again, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa Tzduki Yechashere Darimonu. For the Gemara, Tzduki Mandachashmei. Who's talking about Tzduki in the Mishnah? The Mishnah starts talking about a Goy, and a Mishain the Moidaber, which is a Kusi. Who's talking about Tzduki? And the Gemara, Chasuri Mechsav Ochitoni. Something's missing, this is the way it should be in the Mishnah. Tzduki, that somebody that's not Makabal Terish about him, is Areyu Kenochri. He has a regular din like a goy. What does a goy mean? That he can't make an erev with us, and the only way is only to rent off the reshus of a tzduki. Rabbi Gamliel holds not like that. Tzduki ain't a kenochri. Tzduki is not called like a goy. Like we're saying now, a tzduki has a right to be mavatl his reshus to us. It's true, a tzduki is not like a Yisrael. He can't be ma'arev in the erev chatzeris. It's not enough he can give a pass by us. If somebody's a mechala shavs of a hesion, he can't put into the erev. But our koponim, he could be mavatlis, which is to us. So that's the loch, it's duki, ain't a kenochri. We'll soon see about a mechala shavs, we'll soon see on the next Gemara. The Yomar Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Maisib, Zduki Yechud, Shoyedari, Mono, Bamovik, Yerushalayim. There was one time we had a lot of Jews living there, and one Zduki was there also. The Yomar Lono Abba, my father told us, Mi Aru first. For Hoitzi as a Kalim the Movi, start using the Movi, take out your Kalim, Achla Yoitzi until the Tzduki changes his mind and also uses the Movi. The Yasser Aleichim. Yeah, that's the Yetzer. So once we use it first, then the Tzduki can't be Chayzer anymore. For the Gemara Akasha, for Atani, we learned in Avraisa, Hadarim Nochri Tzduki by Susi, or by Susi, that's also a type of a Tzduki, somewhere it's not Makabal Teresh Abapin, is Hare Elu Oysrim Alov, the Yasser on us. So this Satanya is not a kashra, it's just a raya. That the Tanakama holds that a tzduki is mamish like a goy. But Rabbi Gamliel in there, tzduki, by susi ain't no oisrim though. A tzduki is not like a goy. He does not aser on us to say that the only eitzer is to make a tzchirus rent off him. No, there's another eitzer by tzduki. A tzduki could be mavatl his rishus to us. Or mice, the same mice happen again, but tzduki yechud, shreidar im Rabbi Gamliel b'movi v'shlayim, the yom alhem Rabbi Gamliel, lebon Rabbi Gamliel told his children, v'ni, mi aru v'hoitzi ma sha'atem moitziyin, v'echnisu ma sha'atem achnisin, ach lo yoitzi atoiv azeh v'yasar aleichem, shrei bitu rishus lechem, divi Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. In other words, that once the tzduki was mavatl his rishus to us, so we have a right to carry out, and we should first carry out before the tzduki changes his mind. That's the way Reb Meir learned Pshat the Maaser. We have Yehudu Oimer, Reb Yehudu learns, no, that wasn't the Maaser. We have Yehudu Oimer, Beloshen Acheris. Reb Gamliel told his children like this, Mi haru first, v'yosu tzorcheichem b'movin, achle techshach. But this Pshat is Friday. Before Shabbos, carry out whatever you have to into the Mavi, do whatever you want to. V'yasar aleichem, because as soon as it comes Shabbos, you should know the tzduki is going to answer on you. So according to this pshat, mashma tzduki can't be mavatl his rishus to us. According to this pshat, the eitzah was on Friday before Shabbos. Do whatever you have to do, because once it's going to come Shabbos, you should know it's going to be usher. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learned pshat in this maaser. We'll soon see the Gemara against the Kasha. The Mishnah is not mashm like that. The Mishnah's mashmi just said use it before the Goy is Chayzer, before the Zuki is Chayzer. But mashma, before he's Chayzer, you could use the Movi. But where this Rabbi Yehuda's Gerus is the Pshat, no. A Zuki can't be Mavatl Izrishus. And once it becomes Shabbos, it'll be Yosef for us to carry out. So the Maisa was carry out everything on Friday. Omamar, we've learned before, Hoitziyoy Mashete Moitziyim. That he told him, carry out whatever you want to. Vechnisu mashet hamechnisim. Achlo yoytzi atoivu azeh v'yasur aleichim. Before the Zduki changes his mind. L'meimro l'chura, even according to Ramei, you're telling me, the chimafki inu, that if first the Yisrael carry out. V'hoda mafik iyu lo yosur. And then the Zduki changes his mind, it doesn't open anymore. That was the eighth according to Ramei. First, on the beginning of Shabbos, the Jews go carry out into the Movi, and once we use the Movi, then the Zduki can't be Chayzer anymore. That's where Meir Shita. For the Mar of Yotanan, we learned, Mi Shen Nosen Rishusay. Somebody was Mavatl his Rishus for Hoitzi, and then he carried out, Bein B'Shoyga, Bein B'Mezit Oysen. Dibur Meir, so Tassira. Here Meir says, even though you Mavatl, you gave up your rights to use the Chotzer, but once you yourself are Chayzer and start to carry out again, you Aser on them. So here we're saying, even if the Zduki changes his mind later, still it's mutter. After Gemara Poshit. Omer Rav Yosef, Eimar Eino Oyser. Faket, one Gisra to say that Remeya says Eino Oyser. No, it's not Oyser. Remeya means say he does not Oyser. Abayi Roma, Le Kasha, there's no Kasha altogether. Kan Shech Ziku B'nei Movi B'movi. Kan Shleya Ziku B'nei Movi B'movi. Hey, it's our Bryce to hear Remeya's demise of Gamli like an Al Mishnah. We're talking about that after the Zduki was Mavatli, his Rishus, the Yetzer was the Jews should go fast and use the Movi. If we're Machzik and we use the Movi, then it belongs to us, and the Zduki can't be Chayzer anymore. But where's this halacha that Remeya says that if you Mavatu your Rishus, and then you are Chayzer, you carry out even B'Shegeg, you take away your Bittel, that's where the other people didn't use the Chotzer yet. If they didn't use the Chotzer yet, then they're Nechnami. Then you could be Mavatu, and you could be Chayzer Mavatu. But that we're saying in our Mishnah is that once the Zduki was Mavatu to us, and we went and used the Movi, then he can't be Chayzer anymore. Smell is no steer in Rameya. Tomorrow, Vatanya, Rashi says Benechus, it's like a riot, what we're saying now. Vatanya. Ad Shaloi Nosan Rishusay. Ad Shaloi Nosan Rishusay, Rashi says, it's going out Yisrael, Shloir of Koi. You have a Yisrael, and he didn't make it a Mubach HaTzeris. Slamai says, also for you now to carry out from your house on Shabbos. Ad Shaloi Nosan Rishusay. Hoitzi. So now the person became now Machal Shabbos, and he carried out on Shabbos from his house into the Chotzer. Vein B'Shoigi, where the person did a B'Shoigi, did the Aver B'Shoigi, Vein B'Mezid, he knew what he was doing, and still it was Machal Shabbos. He went and carried out on Shabbos now from his house into the Chotzer. True, it's only Yisra the Rabbonin, but it's called the Chil Shabbos, is Yochol Levatel. Still this person, even though he's a Machal Shabbos, still he has a din, he has a right to Mevatel his B'Shus to us. Divir Reb Meir, Hazayat Reb Meir. Even though you become a Machal Shabbos, you're not like a Goy Mamish, you still have a right to be Mavato your Rishus to us. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, B'Shoigig Yochel Avato. If a young did a B'Shoigig, then he could be Mavato. It's not called the Machal Shabbos B'Shoigig. The Mezid, but if the person carried out the Mezid from his house into the Chutzar, he knew it was also, they gave him Asroa, and he still carried out, then the Locher is Ein Yochel Avato. He can't be Mavato's Rishus anymore. Rabbi Yehuda, once he became a Machal Shabbos, he can't do it anymore. Trashi, the Mezid and Yochel Avato, Kisavar Rabbi Yehuda, Mechal Shabbos and Yochel Avato B'li Schiris. A person that's a Mechal Shabbos, he has a din like a Goy, that he can't be Mavatl his Rishus to us anymore. The only answer is before Shabbos or even on Shabbos, you have to rent his rights to use the Chotzer. But Bittul doesn't open anymore. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and Ramei holds no. Even if you're Mechal Shabbos, still you're called like a Tzduki, and you have a right to Mavatl your Rishus to us. Yeah. Now, Misha Nosen Rishusay. Yeah. For Hoitzi, somebody did, was Mavatl his Rishus. For Hoitzi, and then he was Moitzi, Bein Meshoge, Bein Meizid, Oyser, Divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that you could be Chayzer from your Bittel. As you Mavatl once, and then you Chayzer from your Bittel, you could be Chayzer. Rashi Oyser, to hold the Shokel Rishusay, you take him back your Rishus. Ubishoge, Nami Konta Shoge got to Meizid. There's a Kanas, Shoge got to Meizid. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer b'meizid oyser. If you do it b'meizid, you chayzer from your batola b'meizid. That's considered like lemaisa yurin is chotzer, and then you aser on them. B'shegegeinu aser. But if you only carry out now, in other words, you are Yisrael, you mavato your rishus to the other people, let the other people carry out from the house into the chotzer, and now you are chayz, you carry it out from the house into the chotzer, b'shegeg, ain't oyser. You those, that's not called the chazara, and it doesn't answer. Now, b'me devorim amurim, when do we say this halacha, that if you change now, and start to take out again, that you mavato, you take away your bitum, b'shaloi herziko b'nei movi v'movi. This is the raya. When do we say that if you were first mavatam and then you were choizer, you carried out again b'mezer or b'shegi, that you choizer, that's only if the other people did not come and use the mavu yet. Abul erziko b'nei mavi b'movi. But let's say after you were mavatam your rishus, the other people started to use the mavu. Now bein b'shegi, bein b'mezer ain't no oyser. Whether you carry out now b'mezer or b'shegi, you don't answer on them anymore. This is a raya to Reb Meir, like we said before. And that's pshat in this mice, according to Reb Gamliel, according to Reb Meir. That Reb Meir, that Reb Gamliel told his sons, first, go and be machzik in the movi, before the tzduki is chayzer, and once we use the chotzer once, then the tzduki can't be chayzer anymore. So that's this halacha. If we didn't use the chotzer yet, now if that person is chayzer and carries out again, he takes away his bittum. But if we went and used it first, we're machzik in the chotzer, now we can't be chayzer anymore. So the ice starts, once we're machzik in it, we're considered like we're here anymore, you have no right to get it back anymore. You can't, it's ours now. Well, does he have to, you mean? Well, that's the throne now. If you could be, you could be chayzer mavato. What's the right, what right do you have to do it?
Right. Also mavato means that the other guy
can... You could, that right. Right, that's what we learned before. Right, right. There's a svar here also, though. I'm asking the Tolis Zebizedom. That if you hold somebody else to give you back the rishus, so like I said, you're not considered out of here legamri. It's not the vort is you gave up and you have nothing to do here anymore. You're still here. You're hanging around. So maybe it's a svar, you could even take back your chazar also. That's what we're saying now. Just if they took it, they were machzik. When they use it, now it's considered you're not here at all. But before they took it, it's like an amatzib, like you're still hanging around. So you could grab it back yourself also. Right. Omar, before we learned, Rabbi Yehuda, why in the Balashna Chesva? Okay, yes, like Hefkin, you take it back, you know, something like that. Omar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Balashna Cheres. Rabbi Yehuda said the mice was a little bit differently. That he told him like this, Miharu v'yosa tzvachechem. Again, you had this stuki living in the Movi, and they didn't rent his Rishus before Shabbos. So they told him before Shabbos on Friday, do whatever you have to do b'movi. Achaloi techa, before it becomes Shabbos, v'yasar aleichem. And once it becomes Shabbos, then you can't carry out from Yasin to the Chotzer anymore. That's where Rabbi Yehuda learns the Maisa. Alma, what do we see? Nochrihu, that Rabbi Yehuda learns that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, a tztuki is called like a guy. And the Mela, what, you can't rent, he can't be mavatel his rishus on Shabbos? His bittel doesn't help. Therefore, if you didn't rent his rishus before Shabbos, there's no way to the carry out on Shabbos. And now a Mishnah it says, even in Yab Yehuda's gears in the Mishnah was, he learned Achela Yotzi. He said, first, do whatever you have to do before the Tzduki goes and takes out his things into the Chotzer. It's mashma that before the Tzduki is Chotzer, we are allowed to use the Chotzer. The second Shana in the Mishnah, Yehuda's Shita was just, do whatever you have to do before he's Chotzer. But mashma, up until the Tzduki is Chotzer, since he was Mavatla to us, the Bittu does help. So Kurtz Astira, and the Gemara Lakasha. One Teretz says, Eima, Achela Yotzi Ayoim. Enochlami changed the gears in the Mishnah. It doesn't mean to say Achela Yotzi until the Tzduki carries out from his house of Mavato. No, it means Achela Yotzi Ayoim. Do whatever you have to do on Friday before the day goes away. Because as soon as Friday goes away and it comes Shabbos, it's also to carry out now. Because when Gomil holds that Tzduki, a Machal Shabbos, is considered like a Goy, and it doesn't have a bitter Rishus. The boy is saying another parent is Lakasha. Kan be mumo lechalo shabosus betino, kan be mumo lechalo shabosus befahesia. Depends on what type of tzduki he is. A tzduki that is a person is the yid, just that he doesn't keep the Torah. He's like a mechalo shabbos. So there's two ways of being mechalo shabbos. This is Megel Alochem. You can be mechalo shabbos betino, that means that you only do it privately. But if you meet up with a rabbi in the street, you're afraid of him, and you wouldn't be mechalo shabbos in front of him. That's called only betino. And then you don't have a din like a goy, then you have a din like a Yisrael, and you could even make an Erev Chatzeres also. Kan b'mum elechal shabbos v'hesia. V'hesia means you don't care who looks at you. In the middle of Shabbos, you'll do a chil Shabbos, you'll ride a car, you'll carry. In the middle of the street, you don't care who sees you. Yeah. So the Mara Kaman Nozla, who you saying this chiluk like? Now, you want to say it, there's no stira to the Mishnah and this Bryce here. In the Mishnah, we're talking about a Tzuki, that's not Mechal Shabbos with Hesia. Since he doesn't do it with Hesia openly, he only does it with Sina, he's not like a Goy, therefore he can be Matlis with Shus. And here that the Yehuda says no, a Tzuki can't have any Din Vitum, that's because he's Mechal Shabbos with Hesia. And that's the Lochem. That if someone is Mechal Shabbos with Hesia, he has a Din like a Goy, the Chur that you have to rent his rights in the chotzer. You can't make an Erev Chatzeres with him. He has din like a nochri. So the Gemara command knows, who does this go like? Call the Tani. We learned like this. Mumer v'gilu ponim. Some of that's a mumer, and v'gilu ponim, the Chorash is gilu ponim, is a chotzer. Some of that's a chutzpenik. He's a, well, chutzpenik is a, we call it a chotzer, a Singlish word. No? Chutzpenik, yeah. Wise guy. Yeah. Mumer v'gilu ponim, hareza ain't a mavatu rishus. He has no right to mavatu his rishus. Because the guy is a chutzpenik, he's a wise guy, that makes him from mumer. He's not a mumer. He wasn't Mechal Shabbos. Elo, what it means to say is like this. Mumer begilu ponim. Somebody that is a mumer, he doesn't listen to the Torah, he's a Mechal Shabbos. Begilu ponim means he does it in front of everybody. He's not afraid of anybody. Even in front of his rabbi, he'll be Mechal Shabbos. Then the locher is, Eino yochel avat rishus. He has a din like a goy, like a nochri, and he can't even mavatli his rishus on Shabbos. Not only can't he be mishtatif in the Yeriv, but he can't be mavatli his rishus either. The only answer is, you have to rent his rights to use the chotzer like a nochri. As soon as this goes, lies with the Gemara command, Kriyab Yehuda, Kriyab goes like Kriyab Yehuda. Like we're saying, Kriyab Yehuda's sheeter is that it's Tzuki, that's Mechal HaShabbos, if a Hesiyam, he doesn't have a din bittel. So the Gemara, who there was a Maisa, the Nofak Bechumra to the Medusha. Somebody was carrying out something on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry out. So Rashi says it's a Chosemes, Rashi, that's not called a Tachshit. The kids, it's a ring that doesn't have a hetter of a Tachshit, that this person is also to carry this out on Shabbos. Now he was carrying it out on Shabbos. Of a Kivu and the Chosle of Yehuda Nesiyah, as soon as he saw the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, like the rush, he saw the rush Bezner, the rush to the city, he saw Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Kisiyu, he was afraid of him, and he covered it up that he shouldn't see it. Is that such a case, Omar, going there, Mevato Rishus, such a person, that's called the Mechal Shabbos only Bitziner, that's not called the Fahesiyam, even though you carry out on the street, you don't care if too many people see you. But I call upon him, if you're afraid that your rabbi will see you, here was a Yehuda Nesiyah, you're afraid that call upon him in front of somebody, you are embarrassed, that's called the Chil Shabbos only Bitziner. And you have a din like a Yisrael then, that you could be Mevato Yerushus. You're not called like an Ochri. The going there Mevato Rishus, Rav Yehuda. Even according to Rav Yehuda, this person could be Mevato Rishus. Omer Rav Huna, Eizel Yisrael Mumor, what's called the Yisrael Mumor? Zeh Mechal Shabbos Fahesia. Someone that's Mechal Shabbos openly, he's not afraid of anybody. That's called a Mumor. And din Mumor here means he has been like an Akum, that he can't be, even be Mevato Rishus to us. Omalei Rav Nachman, Kaman, who do you go like? Ik Rav Mei, if you go according to Rav Mei Yeshita, Diyomar, Choshilu Dover Echod, Choshilu Kol HaTerakula. Rav Mei Yeshita is that somebody does even one Avera, the Lahachis, there is not only the Teyofim, but Imamish doesn't care about the Avera, he just does it, he's a Mumul, Dover Echod, according to Rav Mei, he's called the Mumul Kol HaTerakula. Or the Zoi, Afilu B'yechem Mikol Yisroon Shibataranami. Why do you say only if he's the Mechal Shabbos, he's called like a mumer, even if he does any aveir according to Rav Meir. If he does it lahachis, he's called a mumer. Elo ma'ikar rabbonin. If you want to say this, brat goes according to rabbonin shita. For Amri, they say choshil ledover echod lo yevi choshil lechol terakula. If you only do one aveira, you're not called a mumer lechol terakula. For that one aveira, you're choshid. But for the aveiras, he's not choshid. He's not a mumer. So who does this go like to say if you're machal shabbos if a hesiyon, you're called a mumer lechol terakula? It's not like the rabbonin. It's not like Rav Meir. The heavy mumal avodis kechovim. Only avodis kechovim. That's a chomadik avera. That we say like koyfa b'kol terakula. Like Rashi says. The heavy mumal avodis kechovim. To who vaday choshe l'chol mili. Then you choshe on any avera in the Torah. The yomar mar chamura avodis zora mishakol hamoyde koyfa b'kol terakula. Whoever's moyde worships an avodis zora is as if he's being koyfa in the whole Torah. The chsev v'chishis v'siskav loisatzos kol hamitzvah selam. Avodis zora mishtoi kruah b'horis. And it says, Kola mitzvah selam. So if you worship Avodah Zorah, that's called a mumer. But not Avodah Zorah, l'chura, you have to do all the averis. So who's this shita that Mechal Shabbos makes like a mumer? Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. Litein Rishus, Ulevat Rishus. Hetaka means only negate Hilchas Erevin. that someone that's a mechal shabbos if a hetziyom in the gate hilchas ervin he has din like an akum that he doesn't have a right to give rishus, he can't even battle his rishus anymore. So Rashi Yom Rav Nachman Ezel Yisrael Mumur the Kamar Rav Funa Liel din yebitu rishus Kamar. That's what's going on. Ukiratanya, like learn like this. Yisrael Mumur a Yisrael that does averus abe mishame shabbat veshuk. And he's outside in the street, he's a Shemesh Shabbos. He doesn't show anybody that he turns on the lights in the house, he does averus. He only does it privately, but not in the shuk. If such a person is Mavatlu Rishus, he has a din like a Yisrael, this person, and he could Mavatlu his Rishus to us. Mashenkin Shemesh Mishamesh Shabbat Rishuk, let's say even openly in the street, he's a Machal Shabbos, then Ein Mavatlu Rishus. He doesn't have a right to Hilchus Ervin to Mavatlu his Rishus. He's called like an Akum. Mevneisha Omru, because the Rabbanan said, Yisrael, a regular Yisrael, is Neitzel Rishus for Neitzel Rishus. He could be a battle of Rishus and take a Rishus for somebody else. Over Nochri, Mashenkin, by a guy, the din is Atshe Yafkir. The only way to get rid of a guy is to rent his rights to use the Chotzer. Nothing else. So Mela here also, somebody's a Mechal Shabbos, a Fehetzia, he has a din like a Nochri, that the only Yetzer is to rent from him, but he can't be a battle anymore. Ketzad, what's the case here? Trasha Yisrael Koi, what's the case of Yisrael? Ketzad. It's a regular Yisrael. He could be mavatl his rishus to somebody else. I could say rishus iknu ilcho, or else rishusim of telus lcho. Is kona the person is kona? The ain't tzarach litzchos. At this halacha, if you have two people living in the same house and they both share the same backyard and you want to carry out from your house into the chotzer, you have a right in the middle of Shabbos tell your friend be mavatl your rishus to me. He doesn't need any kinyan. All he does is just speak it out. He just has to say, I'm being mavato my rishus to you, the kona, the ain't sarach liskash, you don't have to do any kinyonim. Money, that's only by goy, not from Yisrael. Only by goy. Yisrael doesn't help by Yisrael. There's no din tzchiris by Yisrael. You can't rent from one Yisrael to another. Yisrael only helps to give a pass, to make a neruba chateris. Only by goy you can rent. Rav Ashi Yomar, who does it go like? Hai tanhu. Does it go like this tana? So it's mainly what's Rick Shver to Rishna Kashadom. Good, you're telling me now a Machal Shal Sefahesia has a din like a Mumur. But who's this Tana? We had before Machloikis, what makes you a Mumur? Remeya says, if you're Mumur for any Aveira, you're Mumur Chotara Kula. The Rabbanan say no, only for Avoid the Zorah, or else for every single Aveira. So who's the man the Yom that says just the Machal Shabbos Sefahesia is also called a Mumur? So the Gemara goes at this Tana. Ravashi Yoma Haitanhu. This Tana holds that Chilu Shabbos is just as chomer as Avodah Zarah. So just like Rabbanan say, if you're Eved Avodah Zarah, you call the Mumul Chotar Akula, who Adin, if you're Machal Shabbos, if a Hesiyam, you also call the Mumul Chotar Akula. Kiratani, we learned like this. The Pasuk says by Kabonos Mikem, you're allowed to take a korban from a Yisrael. So we dashin v'loy kulchem. But you can't be a Makabal, you can't be Makabal korban from every single Yid. There are certain yidn you're not makabel korbanos from. Prat lemumur. A mumur can't bring a korban. Michem, now the diik is, Michem means bochem chilakti. Only by Yisraelim do we make a chilak between a regular Yisrael and a mumur. V'loi bumus. Mashenkin goyim not. There's a locha, goy is allowed to bring a korban. Even if the goy is a mumur, still he's allowed to bring a korban. There's no chilak by a goy whether he's a mumur or not. There's only a chilak by a Yisrael if he's a mumur or not. A Yisrael mumur, you're not makabel a korban. A goy, we could be makabel korban from. Then the pasuk says, "Mina behema, lohavi b'nei yadam adaimel lebehema." That a person that's daimel to a behema, he can also bring a korban. Whereas that means a rasha, a person that does averus daimel to a behema, he can also bring a korban. Mikanom, from here we learned, mikabel and korbanos mipoishe Yisrael. You could even be makabel a korban from somebody that did averus. Why? Because she asks for a tshuva. Maybe you come and do tshuva. Chutz mina mumur or manasach yain, the amachal shabbos for hesia. Achutz from three people, you can't be mekabel the karbonis. Somebody that's a mumu, and he's a manastich yain, poshim means he does avoid the zora, or else he's a mechal shalta for hesia. For the Gemara, a gufa kasha. I have a stira now in this braisa gufa. Or Marta, first we dash in the braisa said, mikem, that we could take a korban from a Yisrael. We dash now mikem from you is mashmur below kulchem. Not everybody. Lohitzi yes a mumu. If a Yisrael that's a mumur, we will soon see what a din mumur means, but if he's a mumur, he's a kofer in the Torah, you can't be mekabel korban for him. For other Tanya, then we learned, no, mekabelim korbanos mipoishe Yisrael. Even though you're doing it to a behema, you're doing averus, you're poishe Yisrael, still we could bring korbanos from you. So chur tzistiro. So tomorrow, hold like kasha. Reisha be mumur l'chor terakula. I tell the Reish is talking about where he's a mumul l'chol terakula. He doesn't keep one mitzvah. Such a person you can't be mekabel korban from. The next thing is talking about Pesha Yisrael means he does mitzvahs. Just certain averus he does. So that person we could be mekabel korban from. Now, the mitziyasa, the mumul l'davar echot. And the mitziyas that says we could be mekabel korban from him, that's he does the one avera. So it's called the Pesha Yisrael. But from him we could be mekabel korban. But the Marbazai aim is safer. What does the safer say? Chutz, we're saying you could be Makabal of Korbin, only accept these people. Chutz min amumur, via manasach yain, somebody that worships that spills the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah. For the Gemara, hai mumur hechidomi. Now you're telling me like three cases, a mumur, or manasach yain, and a machal Shabbos. Now what's the case of a mumur? Hai mumur hechidomi. Who is this mumur? If you tell me now he's a mumur to the whole Torah, hainu reisha. That's mamash the first case. That was the first Rosha. Mikan v'lay kulchem. That we're not mekabel a korban from somebody that's a mumur l'chol Torah kula. He doesn't keep one mitzvah. Ila dover echad. Elamai, this mumur means he's only a mumur for one aveira. That's all. Kasher mitziyasa. The mitziyasa, the middle said no. We said even Pesha Yisrael, we are mekabel korbanos from. Ela lav, what does the sefer mean? Hochi komar. Chutz min ha-mumur. What does the mumur mean? Don't stop right there. The chutz min ha-mumur l'nasech u'lechal l'shabos v'fahetzio. That if somebody is a mumur, just to do avodah zarah, or just to be mechal l'shabos v'fahetzio, he's also called a mumur. That's the chiddush of the sefer. So the Rashi says, if you're mumur l'chal tarakula, that's 100% mumur. If you only do some averis, you're not called a mumur, you're called a Yisrael. Now the sefer is telling us, if you only do one Aveira, but that Aveira is a Chilul Shabbos of Hesia, or else it's Avodah Zarah, or else it's Avodah Zarah, that's called Kamumul Chotar Akula. Alma, this time holds Avodah Zarah v'Shabbos ki adodininu. Shema Mina, that the Chaimer being Mechal Shabbos is the same Chaimer as being over Avodah Zarah. So they're both called a Mumul Chotar Akula, and therefore they have a din like an Akum. And that's Takal Lalacha like that. That somebody that's a Mechal Shabbos of Hesia, he's not afraid of anybody, he'll be Mechal in front of anybody. Such a person, if you live with him, you can't be Meshtatev and Erev with him, but you have to rent from him. You have to rent his rights he has into the house, in the Chotzer. The only Shal they say from the Chazon Ish is, he's Mesupik, Asas, Limitz Chus is, if he's a Tinnik Shanishpa. A Tinnik Shanishpa is a different Alocha. It means a person never knew better. He was brought up in a Reform house like Mozart, he never knew better. He never knew about the Sherman Shabbos. That's nothing to say, he's not called Mechal Shabbos. A person that never knew about the Alocha, that's like a Tinnik Shanishpa. So in such a case, there are Shalas, what din he has. But Kozman, a person knows there is din of Shabbos, and still is a Mechal Shabbos of Hesia, he has Alocha like a Nakum, and you can't be Mishtatav for him in the Erev, you would have to rent his Rishus.